there's no possibility for heater, leave our facility that is not working.
Hello and welcome at Puntmann Mobility Masters. Today, we have the pleasure to be guests with one of our most important partners and long-term partners, which is the company Autotherm. We are in their headquarters, Riga, Latvia, and I'm sitting here with Eric, somebody who also has been with the team of Autotherm for many, many years.
Yeah.
Hello, Eric. Good to have you here.
Hello.
I remember when we started working, it was mainly trading, but these days there's a full production line actually here in Riga, right?
Yes. Not only in Riga, also in Azerbaijan, Baku. So we have two manufacturing plants. One is located here and the second one is located in Azerbaijan.
Eric's talking about production. Can you just talk me through like such a production process, like not in all the details, but if you just had to explain to me, how do I produce like a good Autotherm parking heater?
Every part we procure, we have to do quality tests. Heaters are mainly assembled, main parts like air pumps, combustion chambers, control units are made to our specification, either in-house or in nearby suppliers, like we have in Latvia SMD Baltic that produce our control unit. When the parts arrive, we do quality check on the parts. After we assemble the heaters together, we do two types of tests. One is cold start test, where we test is everything connected, all the wirings connected. After that is done, we do quality test of full-time run. Every heater goes through full cycle of working, so it starts in high power mode. After that, it goes into low power mode.
Okay,
and we do many tests like carbon emission tests, and so we check if everything is okay, and our test stands tell us, is the heater okay to be packed?
So basically, each and every heater is actually tested.
Yeah,
and at least on 2 kilowatts or 4 or whatever it is.
Every heater we test. So there's no possibility for heater leave our facility that is not working.
Okay.
So that's one of our main goals, is to not let customer get heater that doesn't work.
I mean, talking about thousands of heaters that you're manufacturing here every year these days, right?
That, well, in Latvia, we produce around 60,000 2-kilowatt heaters.
60,000 units, and each single one of them is tested before delivery.
Yeah. Okay. At least 20 minutes.
That's amazing. Like, from your experience of many years of being a service manager as well, like, what are the problematic components inside a parking heater that break with maybe with your heaters, but also with competition heaters? What are the crucial elements?
So the main things that we see in Europe is that inside diesel we have additives like bioadditives, and if heater is not working all summer long, we see that the combustion chamber grows full and clogs up the fuel pump. That's the main reason why the heaters die in summertime.
Okay. Which I actually find out in autumn only when I start them for the first time.
Yeah. And that's the usual case for technical support to get first batch of those heaters running. Okay. Because it's not impossible to get them running. It's just really hard. It gives out errors and stuff like that. And what I see around is all heaters have the same issue, that the customers don't start heaters in summer. In off-roading market, we see that people tend not to think that they are going to big puddles, and we have a lot of drone heaters. Well, because they drive through rivers and so on. So
if you see a picture and you know already, this is the typical installation mistake that people do when they install.
There are like when you see the picture and you know that they have not even opened the manual. Let's say, well, of course, we usually tend to ask our not only customers, but if you are buying our heaters, we give also 1 year extra warranty if the heater is installed by our certified professionals.
Which is 3 years then, right?
Which is 3 years then. If they do themselves and they want that extra year, they can go to one of our certified partners and get that extra year for additional cost, of course. But they inspect the installation. If everything is okay, then they can approve that.
So then you really look at the pictures, and actually from visual, like checking what does it look like, you can be pretty firm.
As technical support, well, it's all only thing what we can do. Well, if I'm here in Latvia and someone has issues in Spain or anywhere in the world, pictures or video. And from that, I can learn about heater. I can see if it's mounted correctly, if the wires, for example, should be also facing upwards. Or if it's like this, it can start to leak fuel inside the casing and stuff like that. Okay. So
yeah, that's obvious. Yeah,
we learn a lot from, like, in 10 years, I can hear stuff that is inside the heater and know what could be an issue.
Okay, yeah, I'm sure you develop a feeling for that. Now, again, talking about installation, I believe a common question of people who decide for a parking heater, they would also, there's a standard question, which is always, do I go for the 2 kilowatt, for the 4 kilowatt, or even more, or like 2 kilowatts?
Yeah.
What is the approach? Can I actually, is it possible to have like a too big heater for a too small car, vice versa?
Yeah. It's always the case of usage, basically. You need to figure out, well, you never will know, I will travel to Arctic or somewhere else. Well, it's usually not like that. But for the guys who are thinking, well, I want to explore some kind of country where we have big mountains, a lot of cold and stuff like that, then you have to start calculate accordingly to those. Like, if I want a weekend trip in winter in Spain, well, in, let's say, my T5 multi one, I would go for 2 kilowatt heater, because 4 kilowatt would be too much, just because space is small.
Too loud as well, right? And the noise level.
Well, they are quite similar now. And with Latvian made exhaust silencers, we have made them even more quieter, more silent.
So, but then talking about this, somebody living in Andalusia and just going, whatever, in November out, like even for a bigger vehicle, you would tell them just better have a 2 kilowatt heater and run it on full power?
It really depends. Well, we have a formula about that. So for any non-insulated, insulated, if the temperature drops minus 0 degrees, you need 220 watts per cubic meter. So with that, we can, let's say, calculate approximately, let's say we have Crafter, which full size is roughly around, if I remember correctly, 17 cubic meters, something like that. Then we take out furniture that's inside, like bed and stuff like that. But we need to add a bit more, because if we have bigger windows, because windows are the thing that gives heat away. And in the end, in that big vehicle, I would probably go with 4 kilowatt or 2 2-kilowatt heaters. Because 2 2-kilowatt heaters is not also bad. Of course, it's price-wise, it's almost double. But if in summer, it gets a bit cold, like rainy day, I need to get out the moisture and so on, I can start just one heater. And it will heat up my room, make it comfortable. If I travel to more Nordic regions or it's more cold, I have also second heater I can switch on at the same time. So I have 4 kilowatts in the end.
Plus, just in case ever anything happened with one of them, I guess.
Well, it's really rarely that something happens. If everything is done according to installation, there's almost no probabilities.
There's no way auto temp can fail, yeah?
Okay. Well,
almost.
Almost.
Yeah. Okay. So to summarize it, so defining the right heater, you would, obviously, it's the space of the vehicle.
Yeah.
It is the region where I want to go to.
Yeah.
And you mentioned actually insulation, or more like actually the amount of windows.
Yeah, insulation, amount of windows, and so on. So there's a lot of things to think how I will use it. Like, if I will use it with a combination with boilers or something like that, like air heaters with boilers, then I know that boiler takes away some heat from it.
Obviously, yeah.
So I would probably, like in smaller car, put 4 kilowatt heater, so it gives more, gets water hotter faster, and also I have still heat for room.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of things to think about it. If I run heater on lower power for extended period of time, it will start to shoot up. So
okay.
You need to maintain it. You don't need to take it apart, clean, and you just run it on full power for 30 minutes every few days.
Every few days? In summer?
Just in summer, yeah. Just like, to get out the suit, you need high power. And if I'm, let's say, running heater for a week on low power, I would turn it up for at least an hour on high power.
Okay. Thinking about the airflow of my heater?
Yeah.
I believe that is important as well.
Airflow. Yeah. With the air ducting, the simpler you go, the better.
Okay.
That's many vents just builds up back pressure for heater. Of course, we know that not every installation it's possibility to have without vents and so on. So we also produced for 2 kilowatt heater tight space adapters for cases like this. So if you have tight space and need, so we did this for, I would say, more than half year with different heaters, different places and stuff like that. So to make the air bent with less restriction there is, basically.
Okay.
For example, for 4 kilowatt heater in boats, it's hard to get 90 millimeters, 100 millimeters around the boat. So that's why we made the splitter from 90 to 3 times 60, basically. So we get much bigger airflow. So,
yep.
So,
understand.
Something like this, which distributes the air evenly, but you have smaller tubes to run through the sides of the boat.
And you don't need any twists, but you can have them run properly. Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. Right. So we talked a lot now about kind of problems and the heater itself. Talking about, you know, like the position on the market. Autotherm is a manufacturer. Can you tell us something about, like, you know, there's this Autotherm, and then there's a cooperation with a distributor like us, with Puntmann.
Yeah.
And then there are, you know, there are dealers or like manufacturers, OEMs that then go, go at some point, they all find their way to the end customer or like, you know, some vehicle user. Can you tell us something about the, like, the role of Puntmann in such a chain of cooperation?
Puntmann is our German distributor, basically. What does it mean for us? Less job for us, more for you, for some reason.
The job, huh?
Yeah, but no. So to maintain the market, basically all the technical questions, expertise is basically on you to maintain the service network in Germany, because as we grow bigger and sell more heaters, there can arise warranty issues and so on. So we need service points. So Puntmann is, let's say, our in one of the most global networks in Germany.
And I remember when we started cooperating, and both of us doing this full-time more than 10 years already, this was quite a topic, that there was no service network. But yeah. Now it's quite amazing. The Autoterm European, and not only European.
Well, we tried to assist also our distributors as well with additional online trainings.
Yeah. Do you know the figure, like how many service places there are actually in Europe these days?
It's close to 2,000. Well, not in Europe only, I think in the whole world, basically.
Yeah. So, but still.
Yeah. We are every month from September. Well, I'm the one who's managing also the online course and maintaining that system. So I know that every week we get 2-3 new partners that are certifying in our online system or recertifying, because we need to maintain all the new things for our partners to learn. So that's why every 2 years partners should recertify to learn new stuff. There are developments, there are new products, new figured out old stuff and stuff like that. So that's why to more easy diagnostic against the stuff like that. So
how do you see the availability of spare parts in countries? How much is that key of it all?
Well, one thing that we request for our service points is to have a small amount of parts in their warranty, let's say, shelf, or for distributors, of course, that's much bigger number. For service points that repairs, it's much smaller amount, and everything depends on what heaters they are working and so on and so on. So, but yeah, so availability. Worst case scenario, it's usually less than a week for us to get the part to the customer.
But you would have here, you always have all stock available, right?
Yeah.
From Riga?
Yeah. We have stock for at least heaters that have been made 5 years. So 5 years old heater, we will have that part. Even older, not everything. But we also keep and maintain the backward compatibility on main parts. Well, there is parts that we cannot produce anymore, like the old air pumps for heaters. Of course, to change the air pump for older heater, you need to change, swap the new one and also the control unit. But we try and keep the prices reasonable for them. So it's not that you need to change full heater or full installation just to replace it.
Thinking now 5-10 years to the future, the future of mobile heating, of parking heating, auxiliary heatings, I think you call them.
Yeah.
But how do you see, like, for example, e-mobility? Or like, do you see changes in fuel? Do you see changes in heating?
Well, that really depends from the people and so on. So a few years ago, everybody was going away from, let's say, gas in the market, and then started to put on diesel heaters. Of course, now everybody is green and thinking about getting most of the electricity using electric cars and so on. So, but the issue with, from my point of view, if you try to generate heat from electricity, it uses way much power. It's a problem for EV cars and so on. So you will lose range of your drive possibilities and so on. So I have done myself a few installations in electrical vehicles where we put additional fuel tank with diesel heater inside, so they still can get heat and quite the same range, basically. That is the stock range. Okay. There will be also always diesel heads, like in people class. there are people who like electrical vehicles, there are people who like diesel vehicles, and diesel will never die.
Okay, so you believe there's a future for diesel
electric vehicles? I think so.
Okay, but then, and now other topics, kind of connectivity, remote control systems. What do you see trends here when it's about parking?
More and more about manufacturing the camper vans and so on. So more and more manufacturers are using the one large control system. We are just now few months away from fully grasp the full potential of that to also implement our heaters with additional can adapter. This to all of main manufacturers there. So it takes time and development, of course. So we are working on it.
You see a request for that on the market?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Interesting. Thank you, Eric, for your time. Thank you for hosting us here in Riga, Latvia, at your production and headquarters of Autoterm. This was another episode of Puntmann Mobility Masters. Thank you for listening. If you are interested in more stories about mobile living, please like and subscribe. Thank you.
Puntmann Mobility Masters, the business talk about mobile living and working.